Well, praise the Lord. Let us turn in our Bibles to Revelations. Revelations, the 12th chapter. I don't know if this is really a very popular verse to start a message with. But I believe that it is a message that we of the people of God need to hear, especially in this end time. And global theology is changing. And I don't mean just church theology, but I also mean geopolitical as well as the aspects of government and how it is run. We are hearing rumors of we're seeing wars and rumors of war, as is spoken of in Matthew 24, and just because just because you personally are not really having to deal with some of these issues, issues as is in Libya, issues that is in Liberia, Sierra Leone, both in the physical, natural realm as well as war, men rise up against men. You can be assured that it's coming to you also. And I think one of the reasons that the Lord has sent us here, maybe 7 years ago, we started coming, 8 years maybe now. I think I've been saying 7 years for 8 years. With the particular word that we are bringing is ordered for those who have an ear to hear and to be prepared. Because the intent of God concerning humanity is to use humanity to save humanity. We've seen it many times in the Bible. And one of the most classic examples, of course, is Noah. And there is a lot of, and Matthew 24 also says, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end time. And you know, war is frightening and it's terrible, and all of the aspects of it is very undesirable. But we are seeing a different type of warfare. And we are seeing some of the effects of it, and this particular strand of warfare is called Ebola. It is very simple to contract. Well, no, it comes through contact, but you contract the disease. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. You don't even have to come in touch with somebody who has it. You just have to come in a vicinity and touch something that they touched. And it is something that you don't know how many times you use your hands with your face, with your mouth, well, especially in Ethiopia, you know, you use your hand to eat with, you feed each other sometimes, you eat out of the same plate, and most of Africa is not what we would call sanitarily orientated. And this type of virus utilizes that type of environment to spread. Hallelujah. And when we got off the plane in Nigeria, we were confronted with Ebola. And we were planning to go to Liberia. But when we got to Nigeria, we found out that they closed Liberia down. They all airlines stopped flying there. And finally, after many days, they sealed the border of Liberia. And they had an alert out to the army that if anyone tried to cross the border, they were to shoot them. If that weren't bad enough, the people who contract Ebola begin to behave irrationally. And they will try to avoid a quarantine. If they are quarantined, they'll try to avoid it and they'll try to sneak out of it. And in the early contamination stages of it, the people would not tell the medical personnel that they had been in contact with a person who had Ebola. So it is something that it can be like wildfire. Hallelujah. And when we first got off the plane and we were confronted with it, you know, of course your first thought is pack your bag, get in the plane and go back to where you came from. But you know, before I left, Brother Fikri shared a word in the fellowship, and that word was a word that encouraged us to continue on. And it was a word that not only was an encouragement to me, but it was a word that the Lord allowed me to expand on in the different places that I was going. And our situation is really peculiar and a little more trepidatious than just the average individual who is living in a place where there is Ebola.
ወገኖቼ ኢቦላ ባለበት በሽታ ለሚኖሩ ጭምር ለሁሉ እግዚአብሔር
Because we have many different people coming from many different areas in a land that is infected by Ebola, you know, and you don't know which one could have possibly contracted it. You got 300 and some odd people.
And then it is 377. Yes, you know, that has a man that has a man that has a man that has a man that has a man.
And you're going to be walking in and amongst them. You're going to be ministering to them. You know, there's really a place to where you have to be walking in the Lord to be to have peace of mind. Not just to be safe, but to have peace of mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of the things that the Bible says, the New Testament says about overcoming, is that the devil keeps us in a place of bondage through the spirit of the fear of death. Hallelujah. As long as you and I are afraid of dying, then the devil has a handle on us to manipulate us, to control us, and to channel us in any kind of direction that he wants us to go. Now, I'm not saying that we do not use wisdom and caution and move with understanding. I'm not saying that. There are two very distinct realities that you and I have to have as Christians, well, as human beings. Hallelujah. The first one is a reality of an entity, of a personality that we call Jehovah.
Hallelujah. Amen. And then now, ስለምናመልከው ያህዌ ብለን ስለምንጠራው ስለእግዚአብሔር ስለአባትነቱ ስለአምላክነቱ ባጠቃላይ ስለእግዚአብሔር መለኮትነት ግልጽ ያለ መረዳት ሊኖረን ይገባል።
ሃሌሉያ አሜን። So we first have to have that reality.
የእውነት ሊበራልን ይገባል እግዚአብሔር ምንነት አንደኛው።
And the second position or place that we have to be in with God is the sense of his presence. Without the reality of God, you will not have the sense of his presence. So, hallelujah. So, I give that as a little prelude before I read this particular scripture. And it's in Revelations. It's in Revelations 12. And what did I say? Revelations 12. 12 is the number of government.
Amen.
So we're talking about a governmental issue. And it is not the governments of the world that we are concerned about, but it is the governments of God. Now here again, the reality of God in that government is that he is the king. He is the living entity of supreme authority. Hallelujah.
And
And it's apropos that we are in verse 10 with association with government.
ስለዚህ ደግሞ ቁጥር 10 ነው ለተራይ 12 10 ብናይ 10 ደግሞ ለዛለ እግዚአብሔር አገዛዝ
kitten
እኛ ምን ገዛበት መርሆ ነው
kitten has a very specific meaning
10 ደግሞ ግልጽ የሆኑ ትርጉሞች አሉት
kitten in numerics of biblical numerics is called ordinal perfection. Now, what ordinal perfection means is that the aspect or the concept of the law is brought to a place of perfection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's an example of this in the Gospels, in John, I believe it is, when Jesus was going down to be baptized of John. Hallelujah. Now, he did say, when John saw him, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." Hallelujah. Now, up until that time, Jesus was just John's cousin. Now, I don't know if there was any interaction between the two of them prior to this. But in the aspect of the natural, it was not revealed to John until a particular point in time. Hallelujah. And it's very important for us to understand the significance of why that is in the scripture. Because you and I not only need the reality of God, but we need to know the vehicle through which that reality is going to be manifested.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is a spirit. And there's no way to define God in that spiritual context. Hallelujah. But if God can inhabit a man, and that man function and live in and amongst humanity and move as God would move. Hallelujah. Then we can begin to understand the concept of what it is God wants to do and establish as far as humanity is concerned. Hallelujah. But let us get back to the situation of the baptism. So when the Lord came down to the water to John to be baptized, John had a revelation. And it is not insignificant in the aspect of that revelation, because you and I have to have that revelation.
Amen.
And in my mind, that revelation has something to do with the act of obedience in baptism. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am not baptized as a member of a church, but I am baptized into a reality of God's presence. And when I am raised from that water, I have now the ability to realize and to experience the reality of that eternity. Hallelujah.
ትመለኮት የሆነ በሬ ወጥ ውስጥ ሊታይ ይገለጽ።
ሃሌሉያ
ይጀመሩ ማለት ነው።
And you know John said to Jesus when Jesus came to be baptized and he, John said no I have need to be baptized of thee hallelujah hallelujah but what God said what the man Jesus said he said suffer it to be so why Why? Because there was the need of the law coming to a fullness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it is important for us to understand that Jesus Christ was not just performing an act of obedience to God for the sake of himself.
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ አብን መታዘዙ ብቻ አይደለም አብን
ሃሌሉያ
ለሆኖ ግን ፍቁንም እንኳን በራሱ እንደሰው በተገኘበት ማንነት በፈጸመ
But he was demonstrating the action he was demonstrating the principle of obedience that would be bequeathed to you and I in our experience of being born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there was a need for God to bring the reality of himself and inhabit a man in such a way that man could manifest in a human arena in a human vehicle the eternity and the totality of God hallelujah and what was the point what was the reason for which God did this Well, the Bible tells us the reason for which God did this is that he might save the world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if one man demonstrated the reality of God's plan, and in the scope of that plan encompasses humanity, then there are many in the midst of that humanity who have the potential to walk as God.
Hallelujah. Christos
indiri ye. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So Christos yetegelleton ulet demo bemenor alem hullu egziaber neger.
Not only do they have the ability to and the potential to walk as God, but they have the potential to work salvation and saving humanity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're not talking about just one man. And the job that he did was a job that was finished in its entirety at that time frame.
አው በዛግዲ ክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ በተቀጠረው ጊዜ ያን ነገር ሁሉ ጽድቅ መፈጸም ብሎ ፈጽሞታል ግን እሱ የፈጸመው ነገር ደግሞ በእኔና በእናንተ ይወጣል።
Hallelujah. So we have now described the job description.
ያንን የድርጊቱን መረት መግለጥ አለብን.
Of which Christianity is to be patterned after.
ክርስትና ከዛ በኋላ መርሆ ነው ማለት ነው.
Hallelujah.
ነገር መኖር ማለት ነው.
We have a wrong concept of that. We are trying to get saved and to save people to go to heaven. Hallelujah. For God is working to bring people to a position of salvation that they might redeem the environment of their natural arena as well as humanity. Hello. Hallelujah. And you find that concept, you find that principle in Romans, the 8th chapter. Just mark Hebrews 12 there. And we will come back to it. But listen to what the revelation. Now, you have to remember the experience of the writer Paul concerning the truth or the revelation that he had of the Bible. We know that after his conversion, it says in the scripture that he was on the backside of the desert, and he was back there for 14 years or something like that, 12 to 14 years. My personal opinion is that he was sequestered with God. He was separated with God. Hallelujah. And that in that separation with God, now this is my personal opinion. Hallelujah. But we have evidence, our witness concerning the word when he says, I was lifted up into the third heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in my mind's eye, I could see Paul in a natural arena, in a natural environment, walking and talking with Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if we think that's difficult to believe, then think about the experience of his conversion. Hallelujah. He was on the road to Damascus to persecute the church, and Jesus Christ had an appointment to meet with him. Hallelujah. He came down in a physical form, but the form was so glorious and so had the Shekinah glory of God. Hallelujah. So it is not hard for me to think that a man who had that experience at the beginning of his conversion would not have the ability to walk and talk with God in another time frame. Hallelujah. And in that time frame, he said he saw and he heard many wonderful things. And some of those things were unlawful for him to speak out. Hallelujah. So Paul had to write in a fashion, in a form in which he would hide those revelations. Hallelujah. He would hide the thought or the fact of what it was he was seeing, so that the reader of the word would not perceive unless there was something of a hunger and a thirsting inside of him. Hallelujah. Matthew, the 6th chapter, says that he that hunger and thirsteth after righteousness. Hallelujah.
Matthew 5,
sorry. If you do not hunger and thirst after righteousness, you will not be filled.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you have other intentions, if you want to fatten your pocketbook, if you want to exalt your personality, if you want to be preeminent in conversation, hallelujah, then you and I are not a candidate to be filled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it is necessary. Paul writing here, we're going back to the original thought. Hallelujah. We're going back, Romans the 8th chapter and the 19th verse. It says, for the earnest expectation of the creation waited for the manifestations of the sons of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you hear it? I don't know. Your word for sons in the Amharic in that verse, is it plural?
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's plural.
Yeah.
So it's not just one son that we're talking about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the creation was, it says, for creation, verse 20, was made subject to vanity. You could just as well use the word death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But they used the word vanity for a particular reason. Hallelujah. You could use the word death in the substitution for vanity. But the substitution of vanity for death is for a particular reason. Hallelujah. I don't know how you translate the word vanity or vain.
Well,
because vanity,
yes,
is vain. It finds its
vain, yes. According to Ecclesiastes.
Huh?
According to Solomon.
Yes. 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 Yes.
At Makbub Lai, in the Minadar of Solomon, Kantu, Yakantu, Kantu no Milo na, Ziladamo for us, Menbula, the Kantu, Tagaswan de Milo, Kamasasino.
In the English, let me give you the English translation of the word.
Yeah.
To be vain means that you are extremely interested in your personal being. To be vain is to be self, we call it self-absorbed. Hallelujah. So it's an aspect of self-preservation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when it says that the creature or creation,
hallelujah,
not only of that environment that we are in, but the flesh in which we dwell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is in essence the enemy of everything that God intends to do with humanity. Hallelujah. 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 Look at some of the commandments that God gave us through the man Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He said to love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul. I could say, let me put it this way. I have to love God with absolutely without reservation and no stipulations. Hallelujah. He says to, if a man wants your coat, not only give him your coat, but your cloak also. Hallelujah. If a man asks you to walk with him 1 mile, walk with him 7. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's always in defiance of my position of personal preference. Hallelujah. If a man strikes me on the right cheek, let me turn the left. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So it is always in defiance of my position of self-preservation. Hallelujah. In fact, Paul defines that action here in an earlier verse. Hallelujah. In that same chapter, hallelujah, he says that he says in verse 13, for if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do what? Mortify the deeds of the body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, does that sound to you like a prosperity doctrine? Does that sound like name it and claim it? You want a car, so you walk around the car claiming the car. Hallelujah. You want a house, you want a piece of property, so you walk around the property claiming it in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. No, brother and people, the church is doing these things. Hallelujah. Oh, how about the theology of giving and you will get? Hallelujah.
Huh?
Hallelujah. You give me $5 and God will give you back 10. Huh? Come on. You see it in the church all the time. Hallelujah. It is contrary to the doctrine of the Word of God concerning you and I as born again Christians. Hallelujah. And I am basically defining your born again experience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am born again in order to give me the strength to die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, self, there's a lot of people who died. Physically died. Now, hallelujah. This brings me to Revelation 12. Revelations 12:10. Hallelujah. Revelations 12:10. Hallelujah. I suggest that you read the whole chapter. What did I say? Where did I want?
You did say 10. You said 12. And then you were speaking about verse 10 was the ordinal perfection, the number 10.
Uh-huh.
And this is where it's talking about salvation and strength and the
peace. Oh, yeah. That's it. That's what I want. I'm sorry. I just didn't look down far enough. Revelations 12.
Verse 10.
Verse 10. And I heard a loud voice in heaven, now is come the salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. Hallelujah. Now, brethren, listen to the phraseology. It says the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Now, that in and of itself, by itself, can be misinterpreted. And it can be used in a way that would not be legal or lawful. However, we have verse 7. We have verse 11. And you have to tell me, how does this your Bible start? Here it says, and they.
You mean verse 11?
All right, so you have verse 10. And it says the kingdom of our God and his Christ. Hello? Hallelujah. Our God and his Christ. But verse 11, following verse 10, taking the statement of his Christ, he called them they. Hallelujah. And they is a multitude. It is a plurality of individuals doing what it says is necessary in the rest of that verse. Now, listen to what it says. And they, hallelujah, overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimonies, and they love not their life unto the death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So what we are talking about is the basic principle of being born again. The initial step that culminates here in the Holy of Holies with the transformation of humanity merging with divinity. Hallelujah.
በመሰዋት ነበር ደም ሳይፈስ ምን ስለሌለ ስለዚህ እና ቅድስተ ቅዱሳኑ የእግዚአብሔር ሃሎት መገኛ ድረስ የሚደርሰው ያንዳንዱ እግዚአብሔር ያዘዘው ጠብቆ ነው። በእኛም የህይወት ደህንነት ላይ ነው ያለው ቅድም እግዚአብሔር የተናገረን መሰረታዊ ቤዚክ ያለው ነገር የማይለወጥ እሱ።
ሃሌሉያ።
ስንኖር ግን መለኮታዊ የህሉና መገለጥን ድረስ
When his disciples were trying to dissuade Jesus from fulfilling his calling, from fulfilling the burden of obedience that is upon him. Hallelujah.
ክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ የእግዚአብሔርን አባ ፈቃድ ሊፈጽም በካዘዘ ህጉን እንደዛ ማለት እስከመፈጸም እየቃተተ በደረሰበት
He made one very simple but very profound statement.
ቀላል የምትመስል ነገር ግን በጣም መሰረታዊ የሆነ ቃል ተናግሯል.
He says for this purpose. For this purpose. What purpose?
ለዚህ ዓላማ ተልከናል አላቸው.
The purpose of being. Hallelujah.
ያ ዓላማው ደግሞ ያያችሁ ካሉ መስዋዕት.
Hallelujah.
የመስቀሉ ሥራ ተምሳሌት ነው.
For this purpose was I born.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
ተወለድኩት የመጣሁትም ለዚህ ዓላማ ነው. ሰው ሁሉ ምን ለማለት ለማዳን ዙ ግዜ ዝምታ ላይ የላከኝ ላድርግ የራሴን ፈቃድ ልፈጽም አልመጣሁም ያለው.
If it was his blood.
ተመልከቱ ስለ ደሙ ግዜ.
That consecrated this altar.
እዚጋ አንድ ግዜ ክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ በመስቀል ላይ ያፈሰሰው ደም ነው የሚሉት. የካህኑ እዚጋ የመስዋዕት ሥራ ተምሳሌታችን ነው. በክርስቶስ ደም መፍሰስ ነው ሥራይት ያገኘ.
And if we then are saved by virtue of that blood, then the virtue by which we are saved has the same destiny. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So brethren, we're just into the basics of being born again. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. እንደምን አደረ ጌታ የመከረኛል የዳነው በደምነት ቀላል ይመስለናል ግን ቀላል አይደለም ዋጋ ያስከፍላል. በዘመናችን ላይ እንዳለው እንዲሁንና እንዳሁን እንደሚለው አይነት ስለመደቆት አይደለም. ክርስትና ለራስ ከመሞት ጋር ክርስትና ደግሞ ሌላውንም የሚያየው የሚገለጽ ነው. ሮሜ ላይ 8 ላይ በጥረት የእግዚአብሔር ልጆች መገለጥ ምን ያደርጋል? እግዚአብሔር በዚህ ጸጋ ይርዳል.
Can you pray, brother?
Yes.
Amen.
Absolutely.
ለጌታ ይሁን ይጸልዩ ለና ልጆቻቸው እግዚአብሔር በዚህ ጸጋ ይርዳል. እንደምን እንድንቆይ
Well, you should respond.
Amen.
If one of you should pray, somebody should pray, not me. You should pray.
Would you pray? Yes, thank you to pray for us.
Okay, I can do that.
Amen.
Father, we come by the blood of Jesus Christ. You see every soul here in this room. And Father, they are here for a reason. Perhaps they're not even really aware of the reason for which they are now here hearing this word. But Father, there is a door. There is a door of opportunity that you are presenting to every soul here today. It is a door that it has to be knocked upon by them. For you say, knock, and it shall be opened. Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. The onus is upon us as an individual. The responsibility, the accountability, accountability of what it is we achieve is on the basis of what it is that we are willing to pay. Hallelujah. So Father, I pray for every soul here this evening. You see every set of circumstances. You see every mind. You see the darkness of every soul. The things that need to be changed. Father, give them the desire to change. God, whatever spirit may hinder them, whatever move the devil may make to divert them or to turn them or just to stop them, Father, we ask that you would enlighten their eyes, that you would anoint their ears, and that you would give them the determination to resist the devil. Hallelujah. So Father, I present them to you. I ask that you move in every circumstance, every situation, every home, every family that is represented here, Lord. We commit them into your hands. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.